Greece, Finland, Spain, Germany,
France,
Belgium,
Italy,
and Turkey. Different cultures
and one continent,
Europe. But what happens when 8 countries get together to make a podcast in the Each Winning Project? Listen to my radio, breaking news.
This. We are students from Zanitz in Germany. One topic that connects us all are the prejudices that each person has about another country.
We want to examine them more closely and finally get rid of them, to be able to view ourselves as a complete entity.
So have fun with the following episodes.
Woo!
Hello and welcome to our radio show. Today, we are going to talk about one of the global goals world leaders agreed to in 2015, clean water and sanitation. Our guest today is Danielle Versiuk, and she is going to tell us about her area at the science department.
Hi, and thank you for inviting me to the show today. As you said before, in 2015 a meeting was held in New York to decide which problems should be taken into account in order to improve our planet's situation. I'm the Water General Manager of Spain, so I had the opportunity to be invited to that important event.
Glad to have you here. So, what can you tell us about the importance of clean water, and why is it so big a thing that everyone should have it?
Water is something essential everyone should have access to since we can't live without it. But of course, water needs to be clean, because if it isn't, it can bring several problems. For example, 1.8 billion people are using a source of drinking water that has fecal contamination, and 2.4 billion people don't have access to basic sanitation services such as toilets. This issue causes lots of diseases among the population, and the most affected ones are children. Every day, 800 children die because of diarrheal diseases.
That sounds horrible. What could we do to prevent this?
Yes, it does. Well, there are many things that can be done. We have to understand that we are the problem, but we are also the solution. We should understand the impact we can have and be careful with the things we throw in the toilet, since these products end up in the oceans. I would also like to highlight the importance of speaking up and raising awareness about the problem, because people don't pay the necessary attention to the issue.
You heard it here, folks. Recycling matters and saves lives. Every little bit helps and every bit counts. You know how we have electric cars that have no exhaust fumes. So, should we also have electric factories that decrease pollution?
You are completely right. And I think that the idea of having electric factories would be a great idea, because 80% of wastewater that comes from human activity ends up in rivers and seas without having passed any treatment process, and this pollutes the ecosystem in the water.
80%, that's a huge margin. Is there just too much wastewater to process it all? And is this why the Great Barrier Reefs are deteriorating?
Yes, it is. That's why we should take this problem into account. Of course, contaminated water is one of the reasons the Great Barrier Reefs are deteriorating, and in my opinion, there are not enough water treatment plants to clean water.
What about those pills that can purify the water? Maybe boil it before using it. I think that it would be quite easy to ship them to countries that need them, since the governments are already doing it with medicine.
I totally agree with you. It would be an easy resource to acquire. Governments and specialized factories should make sure that this simple product, which can really make a difference in the health of those citizens, reaches the developing countries which are in need.
Do you think that this quarantine caused by COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus, will make some delays in shipping supplies, since all borders appear to be closed down?
I'm completely sure it will. And unfortunately, many people will continue dying.
How could we stop that from happening, other than the old age, of course?
Well, there are so many things that could be done to stop this from happening. For example, we could protect and restore water-related ecosystems, or improve water use, since people don't usually use water correctly.
What would be the most effective way to ensure that the ecosystem will be safe? Without them, where would the animals and little bugs live?
Without safe ecosystems, it's clear that lots of species will disappear. And by ensuring the water that will end up in oceans and rivers is clean, we could prevent this from happening.
What do you suggest we start doing?
I think that the best thing is purifying this water so that undesirable chemicals, gases, and suspended solids are removed. Did you know that close to 40% of America's rivers and 46% of America's lakes are too polluted for fishing? And everything because water is not purified.
Those are horrifyingly high numbers considering how big the America is. Have you seen the video where the scientists cleanse a whole lake without any chemicals using 100% organic ingredients?
Oh yes, I've seen it and it's shocking. I think everyone should think and try to do our best to solve this problem as this scientist does.
So, it all starts with little steps. Just in this case, it was a one lake. But how do you feel about his goal, cleaning Peru's largest lake? Is he able to do it?
He seems very determined of what he wants to do, and I think that it will require a lot of work and money, but I'm sure he will be able to do it.
How long do you think it will take to clean the largest lake and start working on oceans, and will he get the funding for such a job?
If cleaning his childhood's lake took him a few months, cleaning Peru's largest lake will take him much more time. Ocean cleanup is extremely complicated and I don't think this treatment would work on it. I think that he could create a website where people could donate some money to help him, since he can't be taking loans from the bank all the time.
This has been really interesting. Thanks for tuning in, but now we gotta tune out. Thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to take part in your radio show, and I hope to see you soon.